GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
A recent study has found that 71% of chief executive officers, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies consider information and communications technology, ICT, the most important factor impacting the performance of their organizations. The government of Jamaica is determined to boost its overall performance and service delivery through the use of ICT and has employed a chief information officer, Dr. Louis Shalal, to oversee the modernization of the public services ICT infrastructure over the next 5 years. This is a key part of the strategic objective of creating a modern, responsive, and efficient public service to support national development. On today's program, Dr. Shalal outlines how he will work with IT professionals within the government service to implement the modernization measures. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
I'm going to be prescribing a 5-year transformation process, and it will result with a blueprint that will be used by the government in order to move us from where we are to where we want to be.
Chief Information Officer Dr. Louis Shalal. The Canadian IT executive says the overall process for updating the government's information technology network will be highly collaborative, with a core component of the committee overseeing this process coming from within the government service.
So we have developed a steering committee and a project team made of our own permanent secretary for MSTEM, the CEO of ECOF Jamaica, and other senior representatives, particularly from the cabinet office and the various MDAs.
A key part of the process also involves consultation and workshops with IT professionals working within the various ministries, departments, and agencies.
This how is made up of a series of workshops that I will guide, and it will involve as well a significant consultation both from the top as well as from the rank and file of the organization. It will involve from the very top of all the cabinet ministers and the permanent secretaries, as well as involving all the MIS officers, Management Information System officers, throughout the organization.
Best practices will also be borrowed from several private sector and non-governmental organizations to ensure a friendly interface between the government and private sector users.
It will involve also consultation with the NGOs, non-government organizations, and the private sector, all to ensure that we have a very good understanding of the goals, the aspirations of both the senior executives as well as the people who are working in ICT.
Dr. Shalal also explains that the modernization process has been broken down into 4 major categories: people, process, policies, and technology. This will allow for a more systematic overhaul of the system.
In terms of the methodology for the transformation, we're using 4 working teams. And in these working teams, and I'm calling them people, process, policies, and technology, we have recruited 12 to 15 people in each team that we're going to be getting together from the period of September till December this year in a series of workshops where we will have facilitators for these workshops and team leaders who are going to discuss detailed elements of our ICT transformation process.
Despite the Herculean task ahead of him, Dr. Shalal says he is confident he will achieve true transformation of the government's IT infrastructure.
We have a very complex organization, extremely decentralized. I think ICT particularly is very fragmented. Many of them are in silos. So it provides us with really very difficult and very complex challenges. But I'm an optimistic person.
Chief Information Officer Dr. Louis Shalal. We've come to the end of today's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been GOJ Strategic Priorities.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.